guys, we have another half of Storytellers coming up right now. First to the stage, a current member of the Nerdalogs, wonderful human being, one of my favorite people, Miss Katie Johnston Smith.
It's just me talking, and then a slideshow, which will, it's just enhancement for the people who are here, and the people that are listening, you're not going to miss anything, it's fine. Cool. All right, I know how to make a, I have a job, I know how to use PowerPoint. great. Hello, oh, yes, I wrote it, and I've got a lot of things to read off of. Hi, I'm Katie Johnston Smith, and I am a direct product of spell check and what were likely some undiagnosed childhood learning disabilities. But mostly spell check, I think. Yeah, I need and I crave and I cannot function without the red squiggly line. A few words that I am embarrassed to admit that I pretty much spell incorrectly each time I write them are... Congratulations! Business! And exercise! And I would likely be so much worse at spelling if it weren't for my childhood pastime of filling journals with... religious thoughts, bad fiction, and drawings of the Spice Girls. I'd also likely be downright atrocious speller if it were not for the PBS show Ghostwriter. As yes, right, give it up for Ghostwriter, as it definitely inspired my childhood prolificacy. I think I said that correctly. I did not spell it correctly when I wrote it. If you are unfamiliar with Ghostwriter, I have taken the liberty of copy and pasting the Wikipedia description into the Google Doc I am reading off of. Ghostwriter is an American children's mystery television series. The series revolves around a close-knit circle of friends from Brooklyn who solve neighborhood crimes and mysteries as a team of young detectives with the help of an invisible ghost named Ghostwriter. Ghostwriter, yes, right? Yes. Ghostwriter can communicate with the kids only by manipulating whatever text and letters he can find and using them to form words and sentences. Yeah! Yes. Kid me thought that was pretty cool. And she thought the show was pretty cool. And I wanted to be part of the action because who wouldn't? So I created my own Ghostwriter-style mystery in my head that I very loosely documented in one of my mean composition books. Let me set the scene for you. A paperweight had recently gone missing from Mrs. Patera's third grade classroom. Intrigue! Yes, so of course, Ghostwriter and I were on the case. Again, mostly in my own mind and extremely loosely documented in this very journal. I kicked off my mystery-solving adventure by laying out the facts. Suspects. Bleepy. On eye, which I think was supposed to be one eye. Stripe Boy and City Slicker, which was spelled with an S. And the evidence was also grossly misspelled. For those of you at home, evidence, I spelled it E-V-E-D-E-N-C-E. The evidence was, we saw them discussing with each other. That's not a full thought or sentence. But conversation is obviously grounds for suspicion. Mr. Suspect! His name was Eddie. And he has the same kind of weight that we used to have in class. And he put a sticker on the top of it, probably, so no one would know it belonged to the classroom. And he lies a lot. If he sees that we all know, he'll lie more. Then followed the detailed suspect description with a letter to Ghost Rider. And I wrote to Ghost Rider and I drew Ghost Rider on the page as well. If you don't know what Ghost Rider looks like, Google Ghost Rider. It's great. Great. So I wrote Ghost Rider, Ed in my class. If you've been reading the things I've been writing, you would know that we only have one suspect. I need more suspects and evidence. And I would like to point out that I wrote the correct spelling of bin, and I crossed it out, and then proceeded to spell bin, B-I-N, for the rest of the... Because, I mean, that is a correct spelling of bin, not the one I was looking for. Great. Then, almost as if Ghost Rider had heard my plea, I guess Ghost Rider helped me land another suspect. Eric F. And the evidence also misspelled, I believe, in a third different way that I've misspelled evidence. He is a friend of Eddie's, and he gives things to Eddie a lot. I was a very good detective. And, I detected that Eric F. may have given Eddie the paperweight if he had it and had stolen it. I was so great. And it was horrible. It was, gasp the horror. After I had both my major suspects and my regular suspects properly documented, like every good detective, I made a list of other clues. My other clues are just Ed lies. Yep. And it was previously stated evidence that Ed lies. And the fact that this essentially self-fabricated mystery was based on just one very soft piece of evidence is probably the reason this journal doesn't really contain any additional information regarding this mystery. And adult amateur detective Katie has determined that, according to this Mead composition book, Kid Katie found it much better to use her time to draw pictures of Pogs, the female Power Rangers, and properly detail which, with words, her original choreography for the Macarena. So we will likely never truly know the fate of that paperweight. And thanks to modern technology, I will never need to know how to spell the word exercise. Thank you.
Katie, before you go, do you want to show us how to do some of your Macarena? Will you do some of your Macarena for us? Yeah.
So at the beginning, you know the part where it goes, but, ba, 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 ba. I went like this. And then I don't remember the rest of it. But I did do it at the school challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you place? Did you place?
They didn't rank us.
Oh.
They didn't rank us.
What a shame. This generation of winners, everyone gets a trophy. Not in my America, Katie.
Woo! Oh, God.